moves herself. That's why I like Menachem's job. The problem on Shabbat is he's calling her the wife with respect to Matir Dayan. That's the problem. She's in a delay. Not to try to delay. He won't actually collect in the bank the Matir Dayan until tomorrow. Look. So the parrot is, even though they're not nice, they're dying on Shabbat. But you will call her for a few Shemas Yadayim. And that kiddush took place on Shabbat. That's what Menachem said, as a Chazon Ish. She made $5, so therefore that's an issue that you marry her on Shabbat. That's ridiculous. You're calling to her. If, let's say, 5 years into the marriage, she says, hey, you know, for this week, anything's going to be any over. She wasn't up here herself, Megami, from being nicknamed to him in effect Shemas Yadayim. So therefore the week is up, it resumes. But that wouldn't help us in problems getting married on Shabbat. To get married on Shabbat, you have to eliminate yourself entirely from the entire takana. Once you do that, takana bichal after Abdullah. That's the pshat. Then she says, for this week, I'm not going to, I'm going to say, after Abdullah's over, and now she goes back to her old thing, because she personally was always nicknamed to the husband from Asadat. This week was an exception. And you don't have any also. But that wouldn't help the Shabbat. Because Andy's only saying yours for the first week of our marriage, it wouldn't help because it was part of the moment of the marriage for future Masiyah Dayan. And even she'll say Andy's only for a rest every single week, say it again. That's what she's saying it. But from the Maisa, the part of the kidney was cut. That's what we seem to be holding. That's what there's a run. I'm saying that she's supposed to go back and forth. Remember the run we had? I think the run said, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought the run said somewhere. The one she said, Amy Mizonis, forever, no? That's what she was saying. We like that Karifa, but didn't the Ran say that once she's Amy Mizonis, and he also, she's, that's it? Did he say that or not? I think so, did the Ran say that? According to the Ran, wait a second. The point of the round is Amy's honest means that you'd be knocking out the Takonis Chazal forever. And she can no longer, I mean, she was willing to back out. I mean, that's it, that the Takonis Chazal is gone. And then if she comes to the next week and says, I said Amy's honest, and I expected to make $1 million. And I was hired in this fancy law for $1 million-a-year salary. I was just fired. Help. Hubby. Bail me out. I took a meal, I bought a new sports car, I have loans, and I bought a new, help me out. But we're in the whole front of Iran. That's it. Okay, stew. You know, in your own soup that you made for yourself, or you would be trying to pull a fast one on me. So then, but then she begs, please, please, okay, I'll give you support. The car was saying, that's not that kind of Chazal anymore. That's his own munificence. His own, he's a nice guy. Or he's smart and wants to maintain his marriage, whatever it may be. But that's the core, not a Tzniber anymore. The passion is not a Tzniber anymore, according to the Ran. If the Ran is right, it's a Manashah, in other words. If the Ran is right, she's in his owners for the week, she's gone for the year. She can't flip. Elamite poses is right, so you can go back and forth. But even she's ended up for the first week, but she's still with none of the Baal Takonis Masiyah Dayim. That Takonis Masiyah Dayim is still there. So he was Kona for that Takona. So then he can't get married on Shabbos. Oh, so that's a critical point, you see. If you assume that the Easter is being koneh with respect to Maaseh Yadayim, you understand a couple of important things. That's why I think that Menachem is right, the Chachamim. Chazanish also said so, but Menachem is also that they are right. Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Question. Why didn't the Rosh say it's us to get married on Shabbos because she is open and open? Remember, it's a two-way street. As a matter of fact, the Rosh selected two out of the smaller roads, the four-lane highway. He neglected the 10-lane highway. Your financial obligation to have the 10-lane highway, man. It only comes back on a four-lane highway. So why did the Rosh select the zone of the Nazi Odell as being the agent to prohibit marriage on Shabbos? Why did he say you can't marry on Shabbos? You know why? Because she's Koneh. There's a certain concept of a base Ishana Zara that she goes into his home. He doesn't go into her home. It's a halachic. You think I'm just making up stuff. It's a chazanish that's a halacha with nothing to do with today's world. He said it 100 years ago. She is not going to him. And that's what you can't say this to his Usher and Shabbos because she is gets the zonas. Because the Yisrael Menachem said, not that she gets the zonas, she gets this. It's an opinion of the person. But she is Nicholas of the Rishus, so that's what Usher B'Shabbos. She is Nicholas of the Shur Sto, he's not Nicholas of the Shur Sto. Sorry, that's just the way it is. Yes. Oh, wow. Zalm Lachem is to the Torah. Okay, not bad. Okay. Could be, you're right. Could be, you're right. Yeah. What else is he calling it? What are the, it's a four-lane highway, no? Maaseh Yadayim. Most of Maaseh Yadayim. Oh, Peiros. And what else did you say? And Metzias. Peiros. Why isn't Peiros mentioned? She has no Peiros. Married a destitute woman. That's why they mention the cases which are preaching. I guess. Hold on a second. Now, you may recall we had a problem in the entire sugya by both sides. A problem in the entire sugya, which keeps talking about master mashvata b'tar when it comes to the tzuba, even though the expression the Gemara is kabalti is an expression of mechila. Now mechila certainly works. What am I doing master mashvata b'tar? Mechila, I forgive it. Everybody's going to be forgive an outstanding debt. So why should it depend on master mashvata b'tar when it comes to mechila taksuba? Just say it's a mechila. And Mechila has nothing to do with it tonight. We discussed it already a few times. Sorry? So, but why is it called a Tanai? Why is it just called a Mechila? That's the problem we discussed a few times. But the Chazit is an interesting idea. Just follow. You know, he says the Ksuba is not payable immediately. The Ksuba is payable only upon what? That's a divorce. So when you talk about a mechila, it's not an absolute mechila. It sort of resembles a condition. In other words, that our marriage will be different. But her mechila is not an outright mechila. Her Mechilasim is really saying, in effect, that, you know, just in case the marriage is terminated, then it's going to be different. So therefore, it resembles a Tanai. Not that he starts to say that it resembles a Tanai. Okay. Rabbi Osai, I'm going to take the plunge now and begin to read the big post. It's one of the most important posters. The lumbus of the whole Indian. And this is something which we will enjoy, undoubtedly. Very important post. Which one? There's only one that really you can say is the one. Harei Zuma Kudesh Tsuno Bubble. Al Karba with the Kafle the Tsunoya. We'll come back to that later. Post the must be referring to a case we made it tonight, couple. The Yomala im Ein Lokalai Sher Kusvi Ono Harei Adla Kudesha. V'yim lab al-tima kudeshes. How do you know? Did the Kamala come on the time of Rabbi Meir, the Tzno, both the Mishim, the Masa, the Masa, the Torah, the Elo, Kofa, the Tzno, Tepe, the Tzno, both the Rabbi Meir, the Mishim, the Boy, the Tzno, Kofa, the Tzno, the Homa, the Kiddushin, the Samachal. So it must be what? What? No, it must be a Tzno, Kofa, must be. Here comes the main cash, the payment. Okay. In Cain, he made a full-fledged bona fide tonight. Amai he v'kudeshet. Hare hisna b'peirish. Shem yihi lo olav sher tzus v'ono. She'ena m'kudeshet. He made it tonight properly. He says it's better to spell it out b'furish. So, it's unbelievable. You write, you say, you say b'peirish. If I don't have to give you sher tzus v'ono, then I'll have to give you sher. If I have to give you sheriff's zone, I ain't out of the condition, please. What do we turn around and tell them? Hey, you're married, and you have to give the sheriff's zone. Ah, I never wanted that. I can't afford that. I can't afford that. Tough luck. He doesn't want it. Doesn't want it. The same I'm can't. Am I in the condition? Are you in the fairish and you love sheriff's zone? And you're in the condition. The end of the account of the condition to be shown the capture. I'm going to ask Tim Colo. Very mochlo, el the ein mechilas and mechila. Maybe that's doing mechila, right? And the mechila. In other words, he married on the condition that she be mochlo. She was mochlo. The condition was met. There was mechila. Except the halacha then just comes in and says that the mechila is invalid. Can't be shot. Why? Sounds pretty terrific. Why can't it be shot? But kind of peg based the nozir of your aleph. Hareini nozir avanasha esh deyayin v'atam elamezim. That nozir was this. Hareini nozir v'osu v'kulon. Can't drink wine, can't drink go to a levaya, can't cut his hair. Today, why? Shemasna mashakosu b'tor. Yeah, you can't make your own grain of disease. V'osu lo shayach v'shinu yehochi. There you can't say, well, the manasa v'mechila, the mechila took place. There's no other party over there. How can you make a guy what he wanted, didn't want to be? The guy said, Mefurish, I only want to be a Nazir on the condition that I should be able to drink water and go to Levi. I want him to let my head go along, that's all he means. We turn around and we tell him, you are a Nazir, you can't go to a Levi and you can't drink water. Yeah, that's not what I said. Should be no deal. If you can't keep my conditions, it's no deal. No hard feelings, no deal with Bona Shlola. I'm not a Nazir. Another question. Right. The bottle would be good. Right.
But I gave myself Usher on the whole team platform or something like that.
That doesn't answer this question. The guy did not want to be a full Nazir. How do you make him a Nazir? He didn't. It was against his will. You can only become a Nazir if you want to. He doesn't want to. That's the question. Yes, the son. Yeah, right. Right. Yeah. That's the toast he shot him, I think. Take a look on the side, the margin of the time. The Havik the Maflik the Dvarim, the Vain that's I mean, it's just joking around. That's what it means. All right. That's what it means. That's what it means. But the Pashut Tzad is... That's not the Pashut Tzad. Not the Pashut Tzad. So all there is... Rabbi, the next two lines are one of the most important two lines in the Lumdus of Tanoim. You'll ever see. The Omer is, Bilav the Alfinans Nitnai B'nei Godav Nei Ruvain Avamina Bishum Tnai Einam Avatlas HaMaisa Vafilu Lo Yiskayim B'Sof HaMaisa Kayim Vahash the Alfina Mei Hosan the Mahani Tnai Avatlas HaMaisa Amina Zaf Kisha Einam Masna Mashkosim B'Torah Dumri the B'nei Godav Nei Ruvain Shalom Hisno Mashkosim B'Torah End quote. What's he saying? If you logically, Rabotai, all Tnoim should be disregarded. You say, I'm marrying you on the condition you give me $10, I'm divorced on the condition you give me $100, I'm buying the house on the condition that it rains tomorrow, I'm selling on the condition it snows tomorrow. In all cases, we should say logically, what we said is valid and the condition is disregarded entirely. The marriage is divorced, it's bought, it's sold, and the condition is disregarded entirely. Why? That's the question. Why would we say it? No. So the entire effectiveness of a tnai to achieve a, how should we call it, a stipulative effect that is only valid if a certain stipulation is satisfied, that itself boggles the mind. We wouldn't be able to derive that logically. It's only based upon a zeret hakatan b'nei godav b'nei ruvein. And if you didn't make the condition according to the rule of b'nei godav b'nei ruvein, we'll go back to our svara b'tonim. The Svara Kitana is not that the house is, the sale is invalid, the divorce and the marriage are invalid. No. The Svara Kitana, the outside that would be, that the sale and the divorce and the marriage are valid irrespective of whether the condition is fulfilled. Right, exactly. Either again, the Torah, or he didn't make a snack, hopefully, according to the mayor, or he didn't make Hain Tana the Lav. Or it's not called a mice, all those other things you learn. So Josh asked the obvious question. Let it be an under the Ruka. He tells that I'll sell you a house on the condition that you give me a job. I don't know. Whatever the condition they make. So we're saying now that if it would not be for Sukkim, the law would be the house is sold, job or no job. So, Josh, yes, why? The person in the movie didn't want to do it. That's your kasha. It's a meridic kasha. Absolutely meridic. What's Tosa saying over here? He's saying, if you only had your logic, you had nothing, no pesukim to fall back on, you would say that if I make you a deal, I'll sell my car on the condition that you drive my friend to Florida with the car. Whatever, I can make it on. So I sell you the car, and then you take the keys and say, oh, I'm not going to Florida, change that line. So it's logic, says the Gemara, says Tosis, the sale will be a sale, even though it doesn't go to Florida. So you ask, why? It's another the book, they don't want to sell it otherwise. That's your asking a good kasha. That's true. We have the Gemara, but the Yom falls through. So it's another the book, so here's the truth of the book. Yeah. There are both a very deep of voice to explain the shadow of the Tosis. One of the most fundamental principles of Tanoim. I asked you to look at it in the Tosfos and Subhas, Yud Tes and Beis. When Tosfos quotes the Gemara, Gemara's four words, and the four words are Tanai Nusa Achritahu. That's all, four words. In those four words lie the entire secret of Tanoim. In four words, Tanai Nusa Achritahu. He. Whatever. The Tosa explains it to me. What's the case over there? A very strange case. We're not into the sugyas over there. You text me today. You talking about it? Oh, John. The Tosa quotes the Gemara. Please, what's the case over there? Aiden says that yes, it's our signature, but although it's our signature on the document, it's not collectible for a variety of reasons. Reason A, reason B, reason C. Gemara says, if you uproot the style of Gamre, then certain halach, but Nai is Milsakriti. And not uprooting the Shtar Lagamri. The Shtar stands. But the condition was not fulfilled. So what Tosfos explained. Kirish. The Dover Akar Hain Boyan. Below that Kirish Hashtar. And the Tosfos be Almash and Mepharshim Medusan. Hey, the Arhash be Kayam Hashtar. The Eino Nekar Miskayam Atnar. That if Ein Kana Roat Hashtar. If you say, yes, true, I signed the document that Reuben sold the house to Shimon. But I'm telling you, as an oral statement between the parties, it was a condition made. Reuben sold it to Shimon with Tanai that Shimon would grow pears. Okay. So, and then he didn't grow pears, the sale is invalid. I can't even say that they're going against the whole star. They're not going against the star. The star remains the star. But the sale doesn't happen. What's happening? It's target, it's the star, and the star remains a star. What do you mean the sale doesn't take effect? But he's a star. The answer, Rabbi, say the fundamental answer. And I'll use words we've used before. They're very critical words. There's a word maita, and there's a word chalos. Let me give you what the glossary means. A maita is an action. Something which a person does is called a maita. A chalos is an effect. Something is effective. If a person will say that I signed a document, I'm telling you that document was signed under duress, or that document was signed as a bluff, hamona, that means you're saying there was never a maisa shtar. The document was someone with a gun to his head, mazor ad vareinu, it's nothing. There wasn't even a maisa mechira. But if I say that the document was signed with a condition, and the condition was unfulfilled, I'm not saying it was no maisa mechira. A maisa mechira there was. There was no chalos mechira. But tanai milsach riti. It's an outside thing. It does not pierce the core of the maisa itself. So whenever I make a condition, what am I saying? The maisa, the vadacha, for sure. The chalos should be stipulative, should be on a condition, conditional. How does that work? By logic, once the maisa is in place, and the maisa is done to that condition, the chalos should flow automatically. You can't make conditions. It'll rain, it'll snow, who cares? You did a full-fledged maisa, and it should be chal automatically. Whether the condition was fulfilled or unfulfilled. That's logic. The Torah is mechadesh achidesh nifla of Bnei God of Bnei Reuven. That there's such existence, a concept. But yes, if you can't go over the Yarden River and you'll fight, then you'll have these lands east of the Yarden. It's not unbelievable. The giving of the land in the east of the Yarden is dependent upon a future event that they're going to fight a battle. That's not logical. Logically, once they were given over the land, it should be theirs no matter what. The mice was that talk of Hashem, however, that's also called for like a mice. Without the Kiddush, that's not a condition. That's a sale. That's not conditional at all. I'm giving you $100 for the car going to sleep. That's also not, that's a different story. That's considered kapu'ula. I'm paying you for washing my car. You don't wash your car, you don't get paid. I'm not giving you a bad car. You pay in advance for that action. That's not considered a condition. Condition means you're doing something which is a regular maisa. What's a regular maisa? Mechira, kiddushin, gerushin, and you're making it amalak. Of course, the question comes back into itself. But the guy didn't want. What's the original question? The guy didn't want. He divorced his wife in the condition that she gives him $100,000. He divorces her, and she doesn't give him $100,000. So she divorces her. What is she divorced? I don't want a divorce. What's the real answer? Answer in one sentence, 10 words or less. Which means, what is it in English? What do you mean it mean? You do want a divorce. Sir. You don't want the divorce to be effective, but you want a divorce. Sir, because the maisa gerushin is unconditional. It's only the chalos that's conditional. So you can't say, hey, I never wanted a divorce without 100 grand. Not true. You wanted a divorce. You want to go through a process of action of divorce. You don't want the divorce to be affected. For that, this fire, there's no way to stop it. You can only stop it if you formulate it properly. And if you don't formulate it properly, then when they go to the Reuven, is not looking to work. You go back to the outside Svara Chiton and it doesn't work. So you should divorce no matter what. Here I give a mushroom. This mushroom, I remember when I learned, this is originated. When I learned Kedushin in the Yeshiva, I learned the third parrot, these sugars, the sugars from that couple. Goes back now 16 years, I think it was. I made up the following mushroom, which I repeated often since. A man is driving a car. Anyone not have a driving license? One guy here who is it? Everyone knows how to drive a car. So you drive a car and you step on the gas. Step on the gas, you're going along at 30 miles an hour. Now you're going and in front of you there is a brick wall. Brick wall. So what are you taught to do? Put on the brake. You put on the brake. Good, you put on the brake. Wait a second. Problem. Brakes don't work. What happens to the car? What happens to the car? Goes to the wall. Don't tell it. The car isn't going to, whatever you do now, the car's going to go into the wall. Have a kasha. Have a kasha. I don't want to go into the wall. I don't want to go into the wall. I just pressed the gas. Yes, shoot that gas. I gave it, enough power, but I didn't want to go into the wall. I have my brakes. What's the answer? You didn't check your brake fluid. It all leaked out last night. You're right into the wall. But I don't want to go in. Well, do you want to step on the gas? And you need a properly functioning brake system to stop it from going into a wall. That's the motion. Here's an insult. You gave your wife a gas. You went to a nice gas. You pressed on the gas. That's it. There's no conditional gas. Gas is gas. That's it. LMI. You try to put into a place a brake system. And she will not give you the 100 grand, then this gas should not, the divorce should not be a divorce. If you, one second, if you have a properly working brake system, maybe it's nice and they go to the Reuven, it works. The Kiddush HaTorah, it's more brake. A thing called a Tanai, that if you didn't fulfill it, then the garrison is not garrison. But if you formulate it improperly, because you're not the much closer to the Torah, you make a Tanai couple, et cetera, et cetera. And we go back to the original Svara. Hey, you have no brakes, you have gas, so you go into a wall. So you divorced her. But you wanted 100 grand. You didn't want, you wouldn't have divorced her if you would have known that you wanted 100 grand. You wouldn't step on the gas, you would know that you were going to the wall either. But you went into the wall because the brakes didn't work. That's the muscle I want you to think about this tomorrow, or we'll go back to the social.
It's a nice couple. Do you think?
Well,
I'm sick, no comment.
Monday night at four different weddings sitting there that we know about. Okay. Alright. I wanted to finish my McCombs here. Anybody finish my McCombs here? Nobody? I have some more to add, but I don't want to add until you're finished. Not yet. Okay, maybe tomorrow. It's written over here on my, Okay, we're in the sugya of Masa Mashakosa the Torah. Very important. We started doing the Telesis on Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Let's continue. Let's review again from the beginning. Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Telesis asked a very important question. Masna, Masha Kosa Vatara, to know a bottle. Must be capable of tonight, of course, if it wouldn't be tonight, couple. It's always bottle. It's our mayor speaking. The mayor requires tonight, couple. In fact, Tyson, he made a tonight, couple. And he says explicitly what he wants, what he doesn't want. But how can he be married? He wants a marriage on the cheap, with no share of excess. You're going to cost him a fortune. That kind of marriage, he just doesn't want. He never can't afford it. He's unemployed. Or maybe he's in the and he just doesn't want that kind of a marriage. He wants one that's going to be able to not have to support his wife. I mean, you know, that's what he asked for. How can you say he's married as a supporter? On the left-hand margin, the Rabbeinu Tam says, the mouth is Varin. Tonight was just said a jest. Okay, that's what it means. That's what it means, sorry. But if it's meant seriously, how does it work? The Tosfos is a fantastic curse. Read it again. The top, the first wide line. Don't worry. He laughed the Alfina with tonight, they got a Meruven, Haramina, the Shum tonight, and I'm about to listen to Mysa. Vafula is kind of self, I'm Mysa kind. The Hashi Alfina with Hassan, mean Tosfos is made of Meruven, the Mahani is kind of about to listen to Mysa, Amina, the Dap, which she ain't no master, much less of the Torah, whom you may got a Meruven. Shalom Hisno, I'm Mashikos of the Torah. This Torah would work not only for Mashikos of the Torah, but also for everything else. He didn't give a tonight couple, a ain't called a lava, my lava, what's called tonight called a nice, all these details derived from that God of Newman. He blew a detail. He blew a detail. We know what he wants. How can he be married, a divorce, or the last he bought a soul? But we know he didn't want it. Tosus is the famous soul. He does want it. But that tonight should ever work with the Xeris Akosta. That claim to yesterday, Mr. Martin Sumas, you test him as days. The critical Gemara, the forward expression, what? Nai, milta kritahi. Tanai is something else. Anybody something else? This is something other than the Ikar HaMaisa. If you say that it was written under duress, it was written as a fake, as a modor, a mono, then there's no Maisa, it's not just the plot. But if you say that it was a Tanai, so even if the Tanai was unfulfilled, but the Maisa was still kind. So by saying it was a Tanai, but it was unfulfilled, you're not vitiating your entire testimony. And then undermining everything you said. What you said works. It exists. It's the Maisa's time. But there's no chalos, because the chalos is conditional. The Maisa is absolute. This is a chiddushic concept. There can be an absolute Maisa. The Maisa is never uprooted. But whether it's effective or not, it depends upon other rains tomorrow. Mental cases should work. It really shouldn't work. What really should happen is, you put a Maisa in operation. This Maisa is capable of creating a chalos. It creates it. You like it, you don't like it. What's the difference? If you formulate it tonight with every pitchifka, with every little detail which the halacha demands, then it works to make the ma'isa, in fact, it's halacha, it's ma'isa conditional. Yes, the full-fledged ma'isa. If it rains, the ma'isa will cause the effect. If it will not rain, it will not cause the effect. But that's a big chiddush. It has to go with the rules and regulations. And you take away those rules and regulations, you end up with a different result. Namely, that the ma'isa is time no matter what. And a famous emotional gave yesterday with the gas and the brakes. The guy put on the gas. And then he says he wants to only go this fast and he wants to step on the brakes on to stop the car and the brakes don't work. So he goes into the wall. Does he want to go into the wall? Not really. But did he put into motion an operation which could take him into a wall? Definitely. Except he expected to stop with the brakes. He had no brake fluid. So he ended up in the wall. This guy too. He has his brake fluid. His tenai was it was faulty. He goes right into a wall. What's the wall? Marriage with Chiyuv Sherek Sosviyama. Farther than the wall. So, don't quote me on that. So that's what he goes into. That's the brick wall that goes into. It's on tape. I know who has the tape. Blackmail only goes so far. Yeah. So this is what we said yesterday. It's a piece of pshat. It's a very beautiful pshat. It's a pshat in the whole concept of Tanai. It's very important, folks. Very, very important. Okay. Is there an exception to the rule? Is there anybody who can make a statement to say, you know, I don't want to make a definite Maisa with a conditional chalos. I'll be a wise guy. I'll make a conditional Maisa. The guy's a big lamed, he learned from the Rebbe. The Rebbe says that the reason why after the proper law in formulating the condition is what? Know what? That these only the holdings of Kiddush Nifla really shouldn't work. It only works, why? Because of the idea of Bnei Gadol Bnei Reuven. Because you cannot have a definite Maisa with a conditional Chalos. All right, All right, he says, Rabbi, I will say the following. I am putting a ring on the finger. Now that I want the effectiveness of the solution to be dependent upon the outcome of this condition, I want to say that in case it doesn't rain tomorrow, that this putting of the ring is not even a mice of condition. Can't you ask the question? You have the right, you have the ability to do that or not? How can you do that? How can you? That's the question. So there's an interesting Rambam, I ask you to see. The Rambam says, in a series of Rambams, one was very interesting. Rambam quotes an opinion that the only time you require all these details derived from B'nai Gadol, B'nai Ruvain, is in the Tanai of Im. What does Im mean? Hariat B'kudesh Asli, Im Yerduk Shemim L'mosa. I marry you if it rains tomorrow. As of what moment is the wedding affected? When? No. As the moment it rains tomorrow. When it rains tomorrow, at that minute the first drop of rain falls, oh, she's married. Not before. That's a chiddush pella. Rain should make someone get married. I never heard of it. It rains until you get married. That's crazy, no? It's sugar. It is sugar. But B'nai Gadol and B'nai Ruvain is a chiddush that it works. That you make this ma'aseh. The ma'aseh is already effective today. But this mice is sort of on hold. And when it rains, whoop, then it comes effective. It's a pliatsuma. That only works there for what kind of a case? Where you formulate it properly. If you don't formulate it properly, then, you know, the marriage is called automatically. Rain or shine, as you said. Doesn't make a difference. However, what if there's another kind of a condition? Me'aksha. Ooh. Ariat, the possession of me'aksha. In the air, there's some of them off. That means that I marry you today. Today means Rosh Chodesh Nissan, 11 o'clock a.m. I'm the Kaddish you today. And on the condition, Me'aksha from right now, on the condition that it rains tomorrow. What does that really mean? That if it rains tomorrow, as of what moment will you be married to me? As of when? Right now. In case it doesn't rain, then what? We say, oh, it doesn't rain, so retroactive. You see now that the condition with no condition whatsoever. How does that work? How does that? So, the portion explained, as the Rav said, others said, the Forum said, similar to Shatim, based on Chaim, etc. Namely, that in the case of such a situation, we compare this to a case of a toes. So yesterday, they asked me about toes. Remember somebody asked, who asked me about toes? Sure. No. A guy sells land, plans on Eretz Yisrael, because he needs the Zuzah, doesn't need to the end. So we say the sale is no sale. Hey, but this does this dwell the dinner for Tanai, he didn't say a proper Tanai, whole story. But the answer is a toast. What does toast mean? Toast is a mistake. A mistake. And if he didn't spell it out, it's an umdah zavucha. But Josh asked me yesterday, what do you mean? And he says, I react actually in the Yadik Shavlan off, it's also umdah zavucha, it's a mistake. So I answered, no, it's not a mistake. He wants the Maisa Kedush to be affected, I'll call Pona, no matter what. He wants the Chalos to be only effective on the first stipulation. That doesn't work. But if you can create a scenario whereby even the mice is only stipulated, it's only on a certain condition, then in theory, if you can do something, it would work. Can you do it? Perhaps. Some Rishonim say, that's the Shana Me'aksha. Me'aksha means as follows. That if I'm making the condition, the mice condition is hanging in the air. If it'll rain tomorrow, then it's considered a mice condition. Varaya is a full, that would be still what? It's called immediately. I have to call immediately because I go over my solution. And if it will not rain tomorrow, then what? What am I saying? I'm in effect saying if it's not written, it's not going to rain tomorrow, and this whole thing is a toe. Well, it doesn't say the word toes. You can't say the word toes. But it's effectively like as if it would be a toe. I said, the Pshad Naraman. So, yes, it's according to some, it's possible to have a stipulation made which is not according to the rules of the Gadol of the Ruvain. How so? The Me'aksha works. That's the Rambam, quote, so that sheep. How does it work? But didn't toss, Taka. Alderab didn't toss. So symbols of the didn't toss. Allah for Yuzayin. Kolahoma Me'aksha, lo yitzarech lichbol tno. So the haktim at Tanai ala Maisa. Allah for Yipisha, hiktim at Maisa tno kayim. Alright? That's Allah. Kolahoma Me'aksha, amanas. Often the Rambam Torah Gvorah Lof Yuzak. There's a big lot about this. Tremendous lot of flavors. The Pshad and Rambam Lofar is the kind of a din akin to the din of toast. Exactly as you suggested yesterday. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. we'll come back to this a little bit later. Let's go back to the post. Vien Toma. Oh, it's not the ferry box of the Minoka stop. Too fast. Ever see the place? The fourth water line of coast. Very important. Hareini Nozir. Amnasha Galech Beis Chonyo. You know what that is? Where was that? In Egypt, correct? The Galech Beis Anigdosh. The fake Beis Anigdosh. Unbelievable. I don't know what it is. So you just ignore what you said and you have to cut your hair off in the Beis Anigdosh. The Galech Beis Chonyo. Yotza. What? What is this? Unreal. Yotza in Beis Chonyo. It was first before I had a timer. The high gavra litzuve nafshika matada. Omri stagi the base konyo. Tarachna. He lived in Egypt. So I'll go. Pirich. He's a chambot to the galef and mitzvah. Kala love the zir. Kimeno yochol. Omeno roll to the kroch. I got the doctor of another. Igloi milsa lo rabbi nozim. Zaino pirich yotze. Kala mashlot. Kala kala the zir. Said, oh, that's a yotze the zir. It was never an ozim. The hashta mai. Why is that so? It was never an ozim. Vamasta mashkosim vittoru. The Yangi Lua Kalab Migdash. What's going on? How can this tonight be effective? How can this tonight work? Gevaldig Akasha. That's the Akasha. That's the Akasha. Yeah. So before you see Tosa Teres, before you see Tosa Teres, the good Kasha Tosa Teres, so they related Tosa in Mosul, the answer is C. Also very important. Tos in Nazir, Yudala from an Allah. Both for the following. Man's the rainy Nazir of an Asher, Shose Yayin, etc. The Mars is a master, Mashkos of a Torah. So no brother. Okay, good. Says Rav Tosfos, the Shomar and knows the chayal of the zirus of Chomili. Shema Manas, Matzal Atznai al Mashkot of the Torah, but Botal Atznai from Toma. The tape is the zirus, the Epshel, the Kaimah, the Shaliyah. Shema Ramadi, it's Dubu Tafai and Dalit. We've already been there, we'll get there again. The Bina Tznai, Dumi Dumi Negod of Neruvin, Shema Tzkaimah, Maisa, the Yoshua, Shema Shaliyah, Moshe. Vasa Mahani, Tznol, the Batal Maisa, Velo Bialo. Those are the very technical terms. Yesh lomad achreisha achayin yecholom nehavi karbonas tachtov nechshav kilu kol amayis yochol asir shaliyah. What a terror. Well, the zirus itself cannot be done to a shaliyah, but the karbonas can, so therefore we consider the zirus to be davash efshay de shaliyah. That's what Tosfos says. Technical. No, it doesn't make doesn't satisfy us. Our lomdisha sense too much. But the zirus itself cannot be to a shaliyah. Who cares that karbonas can be to a shaliyah? The revival on this daf is two fundamental answers. Rule is that every tnai to be able to be effective, as an ayin dalal and subis, has to be efshe de shliach. Rule is east of the shliach. Come on, east of the tnai, less of the shlichos, less of the tnai. The whole sugya we discussed a few times, ayin dalal. We're coming back to it. Be back there again later. So the discussion we will discuss, and the second goes to the root of nazirus. Now nazirus might be different than other areas. We're discussing both. The first is like this: what kind of din is it? In the mission. What kind of din is that? I mean, I don't understand. Every din is... and someone else speak for me. So in that kind of a circumstance, although technically speaking, you cannot have a shliach, afal pi kein, you are sort of a boss of the situation, therefore you can in fact impose it tonight. That's how the Rabbanan of Shatan was about to come back to Shabir, right?
My came and I've been a bus of the Levo Shabin Beinon. You hear this verse? He's Piv the Levo Shabin. And Begilu Das Kol Shul Sagi. Any Gilu Das is enough. You need Piv the Levo Shabin. That's the verse. The verse is the Kams and the Zeros. If there's any little change in what you think compared to what you say, it's not a Hodam Beshua. And therefore, the Nazir is not affected. Huh? Okay. No, but people leave Oshav and here are people leave Oshav. People leave Oshav. Another way of saying, other than the Shua Prat, the Shogi, all the others. He doesn't really want it. That's enough to knock out any kind of a Nazir. In fact, type if that's the case, because the Lumbly is not talking. The one is not talking for the Flau. Come to the view. Terrible. This is like a Mishnah. They got a repetition. Both the only we would say.
Time under Rav Dovid. Or they may hold, just for the complete mistake, they may hold, yes, Rav Dovid is the Torah is correct for all dinners derived from B'nai Gadol and B'nai Reuven. But they don't apply in the case of Nazirus, for the reasons which you mentioned earlier. But maybe they hold that Masa, Mashakos, the Torah has nothing to do with B'nai Gadol and B'nai Reuven. It's also Rambam. Rambam and Shari Gov seems to indicate the master of Shkabbalah is not derived from the Gadol B'nai Reuven. No, it's against that though. It's different than it. We'll see later with the details of that Rambam. Perhaps. Similar, the simile is so. The simile is so to what Rav Avel said. Simile. He did not go on to that tonight. Right, that could be a shot. This is all introductory. I mentioned to what Rav Avel said as an introduction to tell us that one of his two terutzim in the Taz, he gets two terutzim. One is a new shot, a new old shot in Epsher Ayadei Shliya, based on the Silver Sion Dollar. And the second is a shot, a new shot in Nazir, that the Zeros can be knocked out the Zeros by very easily. By Atara, and then he worked for a 12-year-old, if he'd be Thomas, he'd be go. But also be knocked out by an improperly, not by improper, by an unspoken tonight. So I see my own speech. I can't let someone else speak for me. So in that kind of a circumstance, although, technically speaking, you cannot have a shliach, Atal P. Kane, you are sort of a boss in a situation, therefore, you can in fact impose it tonight. That's how the Kodon of Shatan was not called by Kiddush Abiyah, right? Well, but Kiddush Abiyah happens sort of by itself, like the Suin, etc. From Ashkelon, no, it's because the Vayas HaDadi says, you're the boss. You can't make it to a shliach. That's a technical problem. You can't have Biyah HaShliach, for obvious reasons. But in principle, it doesn't take away from your violence over the mice of Kiddush. All right? So then you can't impose it tonight. Same thing with Levan and Zerus. That's what Rav Avel's first there. Oh. He said, obviate, tells us Kasha here too, the foreigner. But it tells us to give us Kasha over here. It tells us the Kasha. What's the Kasha over here? The Zerus. He's a master of trust in the Torah. Oh, was this was not obviate the Kasha. That Kasha was still, it was still remaining. Sorry. Second terrace of Rav Avel, I'm telling you. Rav Avel is second terrace. Rav Avel's second terrace is his father. The Zerus is different. Zerus is different, that can help for our Yonah too. Why is the Zerus different? The Zerus does not require all the laws of Negod of Neruvain to obviate it. You know why, Sidra Velvela? How's it supposed to go? Ish ki yafli linda neza nozala. But it's not also made in such a sense, but it didn't go against the Torah at all. I know the spice that you always spice it my way. Why not? That's what I want to know. What's the logic? That's what I want to know. What's the logic? The answer is in one word. We can summarize the answer in one word. And what we mentioned earlier today? Against the right word? Four letter word. The word is? Correct. That's the word. The word is Torah. If I know that what I'm going to say is against the Torah, you can't label that a Torah. I know exactly what I speak. And the Torah wants it this way and I want it that way. That's not a Torah. You want it to be chalti what way? Tonight. Through the mind-boggling chiddush of Tanai when they got him to Reuven. Well, it does work against the Torah. So what happened? Tanai bottle, the Maisa Kayan. Because you knew exactly what you were doing in terms of the Maisa. But over here, what you think is Zerus, you terminate properly up Yalla in Beis Kanyo, that's part of the Torah. You made a mistake. If you make a mistake, it's nothing to do with when they got him to Reuven. We rabbis. Shimon Rabbos, I sold my house. I didn't need to sell my house. Mutalach was ridiculous. Doesn't work. The only das hafla with his special loch of Yaakov Devar who went to Mechla Bacher Mokumo. What it also did. In this week's parasha, you get the parasha. The chola she yevate ha'odam b'shvua. End of the parasha. It was ha'odam b'shvua prat l'shogeg prat l'yonus. That if I make an oath under some false pretense, it's no oath, not effective, nothing happens. Adam is shvur. Has to be a man with full cognizance of the flying, otherwise the shvur is nothing. It's not a general din of tov. It's a much lower threshold in order to establish it as a nether b'tov. So then Nidrishko, what was the name of Yomi? Nidrishko, which is the I know all these reasons that Yomi did it. Nothing. Poof, and then it was gone. Nemela, if I make it tonight, And Max and I have not formulated properly. The Bible doesn't make a difference. The nether's buckle anyway. Why? Why? Because he doesn't really want it. Aye, when it comes to the sale or the marriage or the divorce, he also doesn't really want it. But there, no, there it's halacha. He set into a sort of mice, and that mice automatically generates a chalos unless you have a proper formulation to stop it. But over here in our case, easy come and easy go. No need to. Because it's not an other mishvua. What? The stavan, lakor, dover, minator. Here's not. So what's the hesper? If Tosfos is saying al derech Tosfos Yishanim, I understand. What did Tosfos Yishanim say? We're in a time that it can mafleg with dvar. Yeah! If you know that what you're stipulating is against the laws of the Torah, so then you stand lechon. It's Tosfos Lashon, right? You don't say lechon? Some of them think in the Shidei is Lashon lechon. Mafleg with dvar. He's making fun. He's making a lechon out of it. He's making a joke, period. Mafleg with lechon. Right. Oh, hold on. Is someone else there? Okay, so I think someone else is the word like summon too. One second. Here it is. In the sheet. Have it amassed with verb, but all of it directly like summon. Tell us the sheet is the word like summon. Then you have to try and post it too. Now look what I said. Post is just gone, it's sort of a watered down version of the Tosfos Yishanim. They say that if you haven't marked to be Oka Divrei Torah, that's like Litzanus. That's like Masa Gudvarim. If you don't have it in mind, then somewhere here. Where's Masa? I came and I've been a bus to Katanato, who peed the libo shab in the Enon. He had it first. He peed the libo shab in. And the Gilu Das Kol Shul Sagi. Any Gilu Das is enough. You need peed the libo shab in. That's the verse. The word is that the comes to the zero. If there's any little change in what you think compared to what you say, it's not a hard of a shua. And therefore, the disease is not affected. Huh? No, but people leave all shaman here. All people leave all people shaman. This is another way of saying, all the school of proper soul, you're going to be honest. He doesn't really want it. That's enough to knock out any kind of a disease. Direct person, that's the case. He says, the lovely tonight couple. Why is tonight couple for the flower? When it comes to mamas these days, hold a Gili Milsa is enough. Any Gili Milsa Riyama is enough. So look, monetary matters, obviously change, look you cry, you sell, you do this based upon the slightest nuance. Marriage and divorce much more serious matter. You don't get married, the divorce is going to rain tomorrow. That doesn't make any sense. You're a meshugana to do that. If you're a meshugana, you want it to happen, you better keep to the laws of the Torah. Keep tonight proper. But if it's just time, it's a monetary matter, so you took the call if you didn't tell. But the Magen Mishnah explains there that if you try to work at Midin Tanai and you flub it and you don't call it tonight properly, it's a mice of time no matter what. Similarly over here. If you lack Yiludah, you don't say anything, we know what you really want, you're silent, almost silent, but Allah says that if the condition is not fulfilled, then the zeros is bubble. You're not going to go to Yerushalayim. The Beis Chanya says no zeros. Because you know that's how you wanted it. If you're going to try to express it with the laws of Sinai and you don't do it right, don't do it properly, then you didn't want it to be bubble in Sinai. So you wanted the whole thing about limited in Sinai. What does Sinai mean? The mice is out cold upon it. The mice is for sure. And only the effect is on the stipulation. Then you got to do it right. Then you got to do it right. Got to do it right. The passion. That being the case, if this is totally correct, that the sheet and the sheet will go best. You have to do it that way because you want it to be levatel if you didn't. Nai, Dafka. So that could be Pshatah Kosis and Nazim. Why did they say Ravelvel is Teretz? Maybe because here the guy Bedafka wanted to work within Tanai. If Bedafka wanted to work within Tanai, you can't say that Zeros is different. You can't say that there's just some generalism about him before. He doesn't want to rely on that then. He says no. Could be a pshat. You don't argue under a time, under a verbal. Or they may hold, just for the completeness sake, they may hold, yes, your verbal is told is correct. For all dinners derived from B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. But they don't apply in the case of Naziris, for the reasons which you mentioned earlier. But maybe they hold that Masa Mashakosu Matorah has nothing to do with B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. It's also Rambam. Raman and Paragraph seems to indicate that Master Ashkala does not derive from Negar Beirut. No, it's against that though. It's a different thing. We'll see later with the details of that Rambam. Perhaps. It's similar. It's a simile is so. It's a simile is so to what Ravel will say. Similar. That's the one that I did tonight. Right, it could be a shot. This is all introductory. I mentioned to you what Rav Velvel has said as an introduction to tell us because one of his two terutzim in the Chaz, he has two terutzim. One is a new shot, a new old shot in Efshar Ayadei Shliya, based on the silver sign dollar. And the second is a shot, a new shot in Nazir. And the Zeros can be knocked out the Zeros by very easily. By our Torah, and then he worked with a 12-year-old, if he'd be Thomas, he'd be go. So it'd also be knocked out by an improperly, by an unspoken Tanakh. And the question is, what about an improperly formed Tanakh? That's already some machlokes within this facility. So what did Tosis? Tosis can give this Torah. What did they answer over here? Let's look at the Torah. Their Torah is also very interesting to understand. Tosis and Velma Manal, what do they say? The Omeri, Lo Amina and Master Mashakosa Batoro to no bottle, Elahecha Shemiskave and Lako Mashakosa Batoro. I will host some Sovereign, Shet Mitzvah Vez Konya to a Beta Midrash. They Miskave and Lako is from the Mela Pitnai when they go to Bnei Ruben. What's he saying? What's he saying? A Chiddush Godel. If I know that what I'm saying goes against the Torah, then it's nice bottle. If I don't know, then the mice is bubble. It's an honest mistake. You know what? Since when is an honest mistake help? You're driving a car and you make an illegal left turn. So the cop stops you. What'd you do? What'd you do wrong? You made an illegal left turn. Where? There's a sign. Where sign? Oh, a sign covered with snow. I don't know. You didn't take it anywhere. You should have known. It happens all the time. What do you want from me? They had to. A ticket you'd also get. You didn't. What did I say? But it's not also made in circumstances where they didn't go against the Torah at all. You know, I know it's nice that you always slice it my way. Why not? That's what I wonder, what's the logic? That's what I want to know. What's the logic?
Why
the answer is in one word. The answer is in one, you can summarize the answer in one word. And what we mentioned earlier today? Guess the right word? Four-letter word. The word is? Correct. That's the word. The word is Torah. If I know that what I'm going to say is against the Torah, you can't label that a Torah. I know exactly what I speak. And the Torah wants it this way and I want it that way. That's not a Torah. You want it to be chal to what way? To tonight. To the mind-boggling chiddush of Tanai when they got him to Reuven. Well, it does work against the Torah. So what happened? Tanai bottle, the mice are tying. Because you knew exactly what you were doing in terms of the mice. But over here, but you took the zeros and terminate properly up yellow in base Kanyo, that's part of the Torah. You made a mistake. You make a mistake, and then do it when they got him to Reuven. It's part of the mistake. A mistake to the mice's bottle. That's all that's the answer in one word, Mamish. That's what he says? That's what he said. Look again.
The rule of
look.
The Torah does not apply. Not that it doesn't apply because of the snide, it doesn't apply the plow. Because you're not being honest.
You're not listening. Look inside the Torah. You'll see that's what he means. Between the words. Let's read it again.
You should have said that.
Let's read it again. Lo meskamina, mas mashkaz v'tor, lo bot, lo hechad, meskaban, lakva, mashkaz v'tor. Abel hasam. Right? So therefore what? So therefore what?
And therefore it is a valid sign that they got a Reuven. Not that it's just that the entire thing was a Torah.
What do you mean it's not a Torah? What do you mean it's not a Torah?
Not a Torah.
Not a Torah.
At least he's not saying it's a Torah.
The lashon of Tos is not much for what I just said. I thought the shadow works within Tos. And the lashon of Tos is not for works within Tanai. But if it works within Tanai, the question is, why is it what? Again, why is it not run afoul of the principle of what? Of Masna Mashikos of the Torah, which is what? Which is to know, bottle.
Because that is the
there it is in the case with bottle of what? Viskavan, Lakor, Doverman, and Torah. Here's not. So what's the Hezbollah? If Tosfos is saying, I'll dare the Tosfos Yishonim, I understand. What did Tosfos Yishonim say? We're in a time that it can mafflick with Dvar. Yeah! If you know that what you're stipulating is against the laws of the Torah, so then you stand Lechonim. It's Tosfos Lashon, right? You want to have Lechonim? Some of them, I think in the Shidei is Lashon Leitzana. Mavi Ridvar, he's making fun. He's making a Leitzana title. He's making a joke, period. Mavi Ridvar Leitzana. Right. Oh, hold on. Someone has that. Okay, so I think someone else is the word Leitzana. One second. Here it is, in the sheet. Have a conflict with Vern, but Allah can't do that.
Why aren't you doing that when you come down?
No! You're not creating a new system. You're obviating the entire system. You're saying, I don't want the system to work. It's okay. That's different.
You can destroy the system. But
that's
you
right. You can accept the system. You can destroy a system. But you can't make your own system. That's what it really tells us then. You bet it's hope.
No, but if you see that with the integration,
it's still be a quantum
element.
Quantum element, it would not be a good tonight. Quantum element, it would be a good tonight.
Correct.
If you make this condition, I'm not sure any of I've been X, Y, or Z at all.
Only
in the moment, according to the old Yish Lomar, this tonight would work. According to the Rainal Fund, it would not work. Oh, I be in Tomar. In Kent. Yes. No. They don't give a case of Chassan with his own. We suggested before, the person will say, whoever breaks my window will have to pay half. I don't know if you can do that. But that's, let's say, that's also much, kind of, I don't know, I'm not sure if you can do that. No, Shia, with intent. Where do you get it from?
They get something written in the Torah. The Torah originally said, everyone should settle in Eretz Yisrael.
Could be, you're right. I don't know. Could be. Let's go on. The in Tomar, last full line. Come on. The in Tomar, came in the Shaykh Masa, not supposed to be Torah. I feel like I'm in Momo, in Cain, according to Rabbi Meir, right? Lo yuchal, Rabbi Meir, lo yuchal odo limchal chovo li olo, my day tonight. Shim yom ha-sei mi ha-yom v'chov chom mokolo, ye masa ma shkotu v'tor. Yeah. What do they answer? How in the world can you have a case of... Well, they add a question. What do they add now? They give a suggestion to her. Miu, milva lo chashmina kesuva v'tor. Kafil man dama kudushin yud gimel odei. Milva kesuva v'tor kesuva v'shtar dami. Hanu dafik zon nizot on the earth and the pigeon aben. The mitzvah lo have in the chavina lo in lo shechivas the Torah the feirish. Have a milva kuliyam a modu lo tak me mishabdei the ein of bo mikoch a Torah. The svaru sheyesh lo lishanay ma shalom mimena. Period. This Tosfos to me is very fascinating. I don't understand a good word to Tosfos. This is very good. What's very good? What's very good is very bad. It's very good is what you call a literal application of the word. It's saying especially ever in Kuvit. The word Torah being plus in the Torah, exactly the same word that comes from Yushin and Gimel, with the build back to the Torah and love to the Torah. I think we may have discussed this here, you know? Maybe not. Build back to the Torah to the Mishnah. Did we discuss it? No. Let's go. Let's give a brief introduction. It's a big machlokas in the Rishonim, how to pass in the Shan and the machlokas in the Gemara, but the Shibuda Daraisa. Shibuda daraisa, shibuda lav daraisa. What does shibuda daraisa mean? If I borrow $1,000 from you, automatically all my property is in the lien. It didn't borrow. Is that right? That's all shibuda daraisa. Chazal came and said it only works in the middle of the Mishnah. But if it's daraisa, even though my pet should work. That's what shibuda daraisa. Shibuda lav daraisa means? No. I mean, there's no loans, no lien. If I borrow money and I sell my property subsequently, then you cannot collect it. Chazal came along and said, Milu Mishtai can't collect it. For me, if I borrow law, I can collect from nothing. That's an upload. She would have the right to, or she would allow the right to. Big time upload. The Gemara suggests the position of a show, a compromise. That if I borrow money from you, then the rights to my property are not on the lien to you. However, if the Torah imposes an obligation upon me to you, for example, the deacon, I break your window, right? Or pigeon or ben or erekin, things of this nature. In those kinds of cases, the Torah imposes the obligation. Build out Ksuva the Torah, then it's Kiksuva Mishtar. What do you mean Kiksuva Mishtar? Kiksuva Mishtar really means that it's different to the Mishtar and it's a sheet of the Torah. That's the Gemara. The Post has borrowed the expression of the Kedusha Gimel that build out Ksuva the Torah means in that context, an obligation to here in Subas and Hispanic tradition. But it's a totally different context. There, Subas Torah is opposed to Nilva, which a person imposed upon himself. In our context, there's no such contrast. So I would have said in Torah, that no, that Masa Masa the Torah should apply to an obligation to be self-imposed as well. But after all, despite the fact that it's self-imposed, it's the Torah you have to pay. Of course. Of course. The Torah says you impose an obligation upon yourself, you got to pay it up. You impose. But once you impose it, you come to bed. And then come to bed and say, no, I change my mind. Why do you have to pay? Why do you have to pay? Because the halacha says if you borrow money, you have to pay. I borrow $1 from you right now. And I come back in a week and you say, I'm not paying. What are you, crazy? Do you accept an obligation that you imposed upon yourself? Well, I changed my mind. I didn't know I have to pay. I said, you're allowed to borrow money and not pay. So it goes on in 15 minutes. I said, that's what you did. What was the halacha? You have to pay or not? I have to pay. The Torah says you borrow money, you have to pay. So ultimately, let's go back to the Torah. I just don't understand. I thought they borrowed a term from the tradition, and they somehow brought it over here to our sukkah. I don't understand. Okay, that's just a sort of a side point, folks. Let's get ready to turn the page. I have a question. There's an Indian, the Ziki. Name of Shalom Yuchal Limko. I break your window. Did that happen to you? You play stickball and you hit a home run. Wow! It's so good and then it breaks the window. And the, happened to you? So then let's say that the person comes out and says, oh, it's Tyree, it's Shiva Bokhari, it's Baruch Hashem, beginning from Shiva Katsumas. Ah, I'm off here for the window. So how does it work? The Hamas Hamas Kosu Batar. The Torah you have to pay. Name of Shal Yuchal Limchol, the Hamas Hamas Kosu Batar. But if he came off Yanani, is it really true? Nah, of course not true. But in advance. Please play stickball.
Break my window.
I don't, even if you break my window, I don't care. You still don't have to pay. Okay. 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 Right. Okay. And okay, not the guy with the insurance. You hit him. Does it work? Yeah. But the question becomes, why you bother? I am master of the cause of the Torah. But you came up in Amos. Remember, I called up a commentary base. Kras Tutsi Shaveres Kadi. I'm not the potter, potter. Hey, with my shirt to be potter, you're potter. How does it work? Master, 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 master. Here I bought it in 2 days. Terrace one. The spirit, a rav, rabbeinu, ofana. What? Now, ofana was the son of the reed, the kodesh. He was killed by the same. The hosam, nami, imhoya, omer, krav, and shaber. Catch this now. Amanasha ain li alecha din nezek. There's no din nezek in this case. The law does not apply. And if an avivashim master mashkas of the Torah. Avolimcho yochol. You're not saying it's no din. It just means forgiving the monetary obligation. That you may do. That you can do. V'chein ocha. Kavishek tisviona. Dafke kshama amanasha ain li falai din. Wow. All depends how you phrase it. It all depends how you phrase it. Not all, some. The game. Amanasha ain't look for all I don't know. As opposed to Amanasha ain't the polai. Dino no. Bechain amash, Amanasha of the Shmitani, Shviyid. Right? Most of you like the friend. According to the first character, tells you all the pet I have read. Don't shut. The only time the din is the mass of my cousin the Torah is no bottle, but the amass and the din. I say, I don't want the din Torah to apply in this case. Then it's no bottle. Every other case is going to be fast. It's going to be fast. Even though you're the essence of the Mechila and various things. That's the Rabbah Fonim stuff. all the Shlomo. The Nizakin, Laudama, the Kiddush, is very important. The Kiddush. The Haka, Hainu, Taino, the Ein, Kiddush, Lachadoin. The Ein, Lacha, Kiddush, and Shein, La, Allah, Shek, Tzviona. The Kenga, Min, Nazim, Ein, Nazim, Lachadoin. You have to have all the three restrictions. Abba, Gabi, Nizakin, Lo, Shayach, Lamei, Marhofi. I'm not asking for half price. If I say, you pay me half price, you pay me this way, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, I say, if you want, you can rip my shirt, you tell me. Nothing is half-baked about it. Hilkot, v'givui, da'at, koldu, shemigala, loma, da'at, da'hoki, da'ati, da'agi. That's what we discussed earlier, the mapa for a bevelah. That it comes in the dorm, you people, you will shove in, you say, you didn't mean it,